You are listening to a synopsis of last night's Taraweeh Salah by Mawlana Ibrahim Bam.
Source, jump out from the same soil, and for the body, and for the body, and yet you pick up one fruit some of the circumstances when you sweat and when it's not sweat. And if you're going to get a ayat and not only out there, in there, there is signs for people who have been like, who has done this? Allah. So our mental, it is written to Allah. When it's not to when I'm John of the year, when I'm revealing something to Allah, when I'm concerned, he knows it. And this one is on the Surah Quran, thunder and lightning. And the other says, Yusabbihu Rabbu bihamdihi. And lightning and thunder comes as an apparent cause of the darkness. But also, part of the cause is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they glorify Allah while there is lightning and there is thunder. And when Allah discusses all of these beautiful aspects of Allah's greatness, Allah calls upon us, Allah is true and manifestable in the world. It is only when appropriated whatever is in this earth that bow down before with Allah. It is why we make the Quran. Do you realize why we make the Quran? We speak about the greatness of Allah. Then we go down in prostrating before with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the surah is known as Surah because of it. Then, of course, towards the end, we have Surah Ibrahim. Alhamdulillah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a great prophet of Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Ibrahim, Yahaleemun, Allahun, Muneem, says Allah in the 12 days of the Holy Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam was one who turned towards Almighty Allah. He was full of repentance and he was forbearing. And Allah may call Ibrahim's remnant, inshallah. You will get a small share of it, inshallah. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, but before that, he puts a spin on beautiful verse. Allah ta'ala says, Main Shatartu. He who is grateful to Allah, whatever Allah has done, Allah will give him more. And whatever is ungrateful, Allah's punishment is also very great. So when Allah gives you something, be grateful. Allah will then, inshallah, give you more. Allah has given you iman, be grateful to Allah. Inshallah, Allah will keep you steadfast upon the iman. And of course, because the story is not Ibrahim, Allah speaks about Ibrahim in Islam. In his beautiful dua, we call him Ibrahim Rabbi Jamal Rabbi Al-Amina, with an opening of the Niyah and Abu Al-Islam. And in my dua, I make Allah, Allah save me and my children from idol worshipping anyone besides you. Ibrahim alayhi salam making his dua tells you that shirk is something that you and I are constantly required to ask Allah's protection from. And then he goes on to say, Rabbi, Rabbana, inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin. I have left my children, my wife and my child, in a barren desert, the time of Karama. It has come to my heart and I am very desired. But I did so because it is your sacred land. Why have I done so? The Quran will claim your Sana, and Sana can be established. For the Allah of the government, may I see that way again. Allah turns people's attention towards the house for which I made such great sacrifices. Who would have thought that Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua? That time, our people's heart would be turned towards the Kaaba and Baitullah. People would go and put their names to stand in the queue to be able to get visa for Hajj. Our people would desire to go for Umrah. It was a dua for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he went on to make dua to Almighty Allah, to make beautiful dua, it was also made that dua. Rabbi Jalani, who gave us salah, who would not keep us steadfast upon salah. What is the reality? Allah keep your children steadfast upon salah. Parents, together with your salah, see that your children also perform salah. Because it was a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua, wa la yaksabbi wa dua, Rabbana fa'li wa li walidayya, wa Allah forgive me, forgive my children, forgive my parents, and the believers on the day of judgment. Because of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we end off this particular juice, the 13 juice, with the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah make us the recipients of the dua and also continue making a similar type of dua.
You were listening to a synopsis of last night's Taraweeh Salah by Mawlana Ibrahim Baam.